This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. 25 years since Anita Hill's testimony against Clarence Thomas and a couple of weeks since Roger Ailes at Fox News, there's a corner of the insurance market that is worth new attention. Did you know that about half of large employers in America get insurance coverage for claims of discrimination and harassment, a type of insurance that was almost non-existent in the early 90s? Marketplace's Lewis Wallace looked into this.
This kind of insurance took off in the 90s. Now it's a $2 billion a year market. Fatima Goss-Graves with the National Women's Law Center says Anita Hill's testimony brought a lot of stories out of the woodwork.
What we saw was the charges that were filed go up dramatically.
And no, it's not necessarily going to be marketed the same way as car insurance.
You don't need to give us your name or personal information to get an online car insurance quote.
But in practical terms, employment practices liability, as it's officially called, works pretty much the same way. Claims of discrimination and workplace harassment are treated as a risk, and you can increase or reduce that risk. Lisa Doherty gives an analogy.
If a state didn't require kids to go through driver's ed and a company didn't require managers to go through harassment training.
She runs a small business that underwrites this type of insurance. In the applications, they ask, what are your HR policies? How many claims have you had before? Premiums can range from a few thousand to a few hundred thousand dollars a year. Doherty says more companies are willing to pay that.
Because they're just so much more aware of it. They've either had a claim, they know somebody who's had a claim.
Stephanie Gironda is an employment lawyer in New Jersey.
Both sides generally feel positive when there's an insurer on a claim.
She says the employer knows they won't have to pay out of pocket. And for employees, the insurance company might bring added pressure to go ahead and settle. Very few cases end up in court. But that's all if the incident gets reported in the first place. Fatima Goss-Graves says workplace sexual harassment is still super underreported and largely affects women in low-paying jobs.
What you don't want is for harassment to be seen as just a cost of doing business.
She says even when companies like Fox do pay a financial price, it doesn't guarantee cultural change. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.